from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Wild with you here at Fenway Park. I'm joined by two very special guests. We got the Hall of Famer, Joe Castiglione, still sticking around. And then on top of that, Lisa Sherber, Director of Patient and Family Programs with the Jimmy Fund Clinic. Guys, thanks so much for being here with me. Usually I'm by myself at this point after the game is over, hanging out in the booth, but great to have both of you guys here. And Lisa, I'll just start with this. When we're at this part of the two-day radio telethon, you see the total that we're already at. Where's your mind at right now?
I mean, it's filled with so much hope. You know, I think these 2 days we see and hear so many stories, and I think it's one of those things where you see these people calling, they call and they just give money because they're listening to these kids give stories and the adults give their stories, and to see 3,780,000. I mean, right now, though, I'm looking at 4 million. I would really love to see 4 million. I do like even numbers. But but today has been a really amazing day. I mean, we celebrated Henry's first birthday here. You know, Henry's on treatment at the Jimmy Fund Clinic, and his first birthday was celebrated here at Fenway Park. And both his parents were like, this is the best day he's ever had. And all I could say was, no, he's going to have so many more days that are better than this. But what a gift that was for us to sort of see them so happy at possibly the worst time of their lives, watching their baby struggle. And we were able to give them a day of dancing with Wally and meeting Jason Veritek and Brock Holt and just gaining these memories of their son that will just carry them through his treatment.
Yeah, that's certainly remarkable. And, you know, we have so many heartbreaking stories, but heartwarming stories, too, as we move along. That's one of them. Lisa's been our closer for many years. At the end of the radio telethon, Lisa, we could have used you to close on the mound tonight.
I felt like I could have done that pitch. I don't know.
Because the Red Sox bullpen had the total implosion today. It was very tough to watch.
A little bit, I think.
And experience. But the most important thing is what we are doing for cancer research and the care of children with cancer, and that's what the Jimmy Fund has been all about. You've been at how many years now?
32 years. Yeah.
You've seen a lot of patients recover, and some, unfortunately, didn't quite make it, but the numbers are going better and improving.
Yeah, and I think what it is you know, so many stories that we listen to, and it's just not enough, though. Even though we have so many success stories, one child, two kids, adults that are leaving us that have children, that's too much, you know. And I think sometimes it's an interesting thing that we have to sit here and sort of ask people, to call in to give money to sort of cure cancer. It's sort of mind-boggling to me because that I feel like sometimes we're so close, and then other times, you know, we walk in the clinic and I'm like, we're so far away. So I think this $3.7 million is so unbelievably generous and amazing, but we can do so much. We can do so much more.
And people are listening because the total keeps going up, $3,804,469. Lisa, you are in charge of family planning and that sort of thing, and baseball's been a big part of it. We saw you in spring training.
Yes.
What's that trip like? And then the regular season, you have something similar.
Yeah, so the spring training was really extra special this year because we missed 4 years because of COVID. And I think people always ask me, well, I don't get it. What's so special about spring training? And I think we really, I always knew it, but it really was hard to describe. But missing 4 years and realizing that there were 4 years of teenagers that never got to experience the joy and the excitement and just the thrill of being in Florida, meeting Red Sox players, but more importantly, connecting with other teenagers. And I think throughout that COVID time of us not being able to do these large events, it really was tough for especially our teenagers, you know, because it's so isolating being a teenager with cancer. You know, you sort of have friends that don't know how to handle it, you know, and they sort of disappear. And you're sort of stuck with dealing with your cancer alone. And so our job is to sort of keep these kids together and have them have a connection where they don't feel alone. And I think that's what these trips do. And that's why we're so grateful to the Red Sox, that they allow us to sort of almost use, you know, meeting Red Sox players as the carrot in front. And it sort of brings these kids away. And the real goal is to sort of have them connect with each other.
And they really do bond. They have some great friendships we've seen.
Some beautiful friendships. And I think this year was really interesting. We had a girl, Maui, which is the best name ever. She's just, you know, 15. And when she went on this trip, she had lost all her confidence. And we really kind of just saw her as this really shy, kind of timid girl. And she got on the trip and she started meeting the other teens. And we saw this big difference. And we got back. And the next day, on the Monday, we're in clinic. And her mom pulled me aside. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I have my daughter back. Like, and as a mom, like, that's the best thing to hear, that, you know, she really felt like she lost a part of her daughter that she's never going to get back. And just taking her on this trip, you know, and it was everything for her.
And do you take a charter flight and stay in hotels?
Yeah, we take JetBlue flies us. And they're so generous with us and, you know, flying us there, and just their staff are amazing. And then we stay at a beautiful hotel, and we're there for 2 nights, and we pack a lot in, because these kids are on active treatment, you know, so we bring our doctors, our nurses, and so they're getting their meds while we're in Florida. So they're literally getting their meds and then, you know, hopping out to the pool and getting in the lazy river and just doing things they've probably never done before. And never thought they'd be able to do. So it's just magical.
And then you have something similar here at Fenway during the season.
Yeah, and then our Fenway trip is very similar, other than it's, you know, it's not Florida. And but it's like walking into our home. You know, I think when we walk in here, I feel totally, totally at ease, because whatever we need is quickly at our feet. And the kids just love it. And they love sort of, we go into the Green Monster, they sign their name, and they know that just celebrities get to sign that. And so they're in there. And it's just one of those things where sometimes it's the simple things that are just perfection. You know, it's just sort of them sitting in the suite watching the game, and Wally comes in. And who would think a teenager would love Wally the Green Monster? And they do, because it's just, he lightens the mood, he brings the joy, and they all just laugh. And you know, the doctors and nurses, my activity staff that sort of, you know, work tirelessly on these events, we just sit back and we're like, damn, this is beautiful. This is what it's all about.
And then you have a big September event coming up.
Yeah, so September we have, we sort of buy out the Franklin Park Zoo. and it's the 31st annual Jimmy Fun Clinic Summer Festival, and it's the one day where kids on active treatment and kids that are done with treatment, that are survivors, they can all come in one spot. Like when I first started here in the Jimmy Fun Clinic, one of the things that parents said to me that they really wanted to see kids that were off treatment. They wanted to see that hope. They wanted to see what was the possibility. And so I thought, well, let's just have a party. And so it started, and 800 people came to my first little party, and now we're at 3,000, and it's really purely a day of hope, and it's fun, and it's just magical, and parents get to talk with other parents that are maybe 10 years out, 15 years out, and they really just connect, and that's what we do, is we just, it's connections, you know, constantly, because you just, you can't feel like you're going through this alone, you know, and I think that's what the radio telethon does too. It's, I think, when families know that all these people that don't even know them are calling in to try to save their lives and make their lives better, I mean, that just adds people to your team. And that just, they're just holding them up. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
And Lisa, we were talking before we hopped on about, you know, your time here with Dana-Farber and being a part of this. And you were first working in local news, and you volunteer with the Jimmy Fund. I believe 1991 was the first year that you were involved. And
now you're really dating.
Didn't mean to. But, you know, you've been with, you know, with the Jimmy Fund, and you've been a part of this for so long. How much does just the generosity of this community, you know, stand out to you, you know, being a part of this year in, year out, and then looking at the totals that are coming in? How much does that stand out to you as you've been able to be a part of this for so long?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they always say Red Sox Nation is so generous. I think their hearts are filled, and they just keep giving. And there's so many amazing charities out there. There's so many amazing things to give your funds to. And I think every year, it doesn't even surprise me anymore. I sort of expect it. I expect, because the generosity in Boston and New England and really all over the country. I mean, we have that map that keeps filling up with where a donation comes in. I think, you know, the Jimmy Fund Clinic there, the arms just reach farther and farther each year. So it started as a small little New England charity kind of thing, and now you see, you know, we treat kids from all different countries, you know, I mean, so we're international, and I think we're sort of seeing that really grow.
Well, you mentioned the bonds kids have, and that happens with their treatment, right? You try to keep the kids on the same day of the week so they are mixing with the same other patients and
You know, if you're a Monday kid, every Monday you go in, you're really going to have the same nurses. It's always your same doctor. It might be the same playroom volunteers. And that's really important to sort of give that consistency. And that's what they're lacking. You know, the minute that diagnosis comes, it is really the loss of anything structured is gone. And you've lost all sort of control and power. And so if we can sort of do that with simple things of the same people, you know, that when they walk through those Jimmy Fund Clinic doors, they feel like they're home. They feel like they see faces that aren't strangers to them.
It's great, too, when the patients come back to visit you, because, I mean, they all love you, but and they show it by when they're cured, they return.
Right. Well, you know, I just got this wonderful sort of text from one of our kids that was 15, and she's now 30. Tori, and she just got engaged.
Wonderful.
That was a beautiful text, you know, because she sent the picture of herself getting the ring, and it just, I don't know, it just, it's one of those things where you're just like, I watched her struggle for year of her treatment, and she went on all the teen trips. She connected with these amazing people that she's still in touch with. They're still all best friends. And, of course, with that comes a lot of loss, too. They lost a lot of their friends that they met along the way. And, you know, and it's a weird world that we live in here in the Jimmy Fund Clinic and in the cancer world, where you can have joy one second and then sorrow comes in right after. And so these kids are taught very early on that that's what life is, and they go with it and they take it, and their bond just gets stronger and stronger. So, you know, to have that like little picture in front of me and seeing that, it filled my heart.
It's got to mature them very quickly, much more than most teenagers.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They sort of become wiser in their way before their time.
Yeah, and, you know, I know Joe and Sean had Sarah Robleski on earlier. She's a coworker of mine at WBZ and what her son yes. is going through. And then one thing, just listening to her on the radio talk about it, I know a lot of people have talked about is, you know, the way that the Jimmy Fund Clinic and make people feel when they come in, because they know it's such a tough thing that they have to deal with. And you have to strike that balance of course, you know, knowing what the kid is going through. At the same time, also trying to make them, you know, feel warm, make them feel good at the same right. time. How do you, in the rest of the people you work with, try to go about that balance the best you can of the heaviness of cancer and yeah. all that, but then on top of that, making them feel warm, making them, you know, feel like a kid?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a balance, and you have to really meet each child where they're at. Right. So you can't just say we're going to do this for everybody. But, you know, we have really fun clinic events. We have like Pig Week. We have Zoo Week. We have, you know, different theme weeks. We know that when these kids walk in, they're just going to we transform the clinic into a sort of magical space. But they also know that they're going to get their treatment here. But it just makes it a little bit better. But we also don't go overboard. You know, we make sure that, you know, you run as fast as the slowest walker, as slowest runner, right? So we want to be very respectful of kids that are really having a horrible day and maybe parents are receiving horrible news, you know, so we don't want to have, like, you know, clowns jumping out of different things. So we always want to keep that balance, and that's really important. And I have, like, the most amazing team that they're filled with compassion and strength, and they keep this place unbelievably safe and comfortable.
Well, I've been there many times with player visits. Of course, we got away from that with COVID.
Yes.
And is it possible to revive that?
Oh, 100%. We just had Garrett Whitlock in a couple weeks ago, and he was great. He was great, and for me, it was sort of, I've seen all sorts of players, you know, come in, and it's when you know you have somebody that has that type of a heart, and they can just sit and just play, you know, and just get to their level, and then it's a teenager they're talking to, and they're right at their level, and it's tough to do that, you know, it's not an easy place to walk into, and I think when you have someone like Garrett that walks in, or Brock, or Euclid, or I mean, all of them, they just have a way about them where they forget they're baseball players, and they just yeah. are human beings that are going to sort of make our job a lot easier, make these kids happy.
I know we have to let you go in one moment here. Do you have a maybe an example to share of the generosity that Garrett Whitlock has shown?
Oh, gosh.
There's probably many.
Yeah, there's so much. I think what it is just the way he goes about it. Like, I watch him talking with the kids, and he's just listening to them, and they feel that. And I watch him, and then I watch the child he's talking to or the parent he's talking to, and they feel so special that he is with them, and he is really, you know, in this with them. And I just think it's kind of something where he just wants to be there and do what we need him to do, and he will, and, you know. It's not a hard thing, but for some people it is.
Yes, but I've seen how players react, and they surprise you always because they take such interest in these kids. Brock Holt's a classic example, and tonight it was announced that Brock Holt and Tom Caron from yeah. Nesson will be co-chairman of the Jimmy Fund, filling part of Larry Lucchino's role. Yes. He was a chairman until his passing. And of course, yesterday we celebrated Larry's life here, which was very fitting because he had been a patient for three different bouts with cancer and, of course, the chairman of the Jimmy Fund. And he probably knew it as well as anybody ever because of all his experience on both ends. And now Tom Caron and the Brock Holt, they seem like great replacements.
Yeah, I think it's sort of... They're going to be a good partnership. And I think, you know, when I found out that they were the ones that were chosen, I mean, I know both of them incredibly well, and it's a hard decision to choose who's going to be the chairman, because there's so many amazing people that show us so much love. And so when they chose these two, it's like, this is it. This is going to be our sort of new path that we're going on. I think they're gonna do amazing things with us. I know they're gonna do amazing things for us, and we're gonna keep everyone else that loves us, and they're gonna do amazing things with us. But we've got some amazing co-chairmen.
And Lisa, we thank you so much for joining us. We know we got to let you go, but it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Lisa Sherber, Director of Patient and Family Programs with the Jimmy Fund Clinic. The total as of now, $3,804,469. Let's get to $4 million.
Let's go.
But Lisa, the closer, thank you so much
for joining us.
It's been
you
a pleasure to talk to you. Great job, Lisa.
You did a lot better than the Red Sox bullpen tonight.
I had the easier job, I guess.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much
for joining us. What a saint. And the kids certainly feel that way, most importantly, with all the wonderful work she has done for 31 years and a mom of two. So she knows all about kids, even though they're adults now.
Yep.
Absolutely. One a teacher, one working in advertising.
Great to talk to Lisa, and great to have her. And Joe, we're going to be obviously taking people up to 11 o'clock here on WEI. And because there's more time, we'll pitch the toll-free number again. We're going to continue to do that. 877-738-1234, online at www.jimmyfund.org. That's how you can donate online. Text to give, you can text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. We will pause for a break. We will come back with more from the WEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance right after this on WEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.